of the wall, because two amas of the wall belongs to the base of the Zara. So it can only include the first two amas that's really your property, and you have to move in then another two amas. But you cannot include all the width of the wall, because half of it belongs to Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
Now, such a wall, when it comes tumbling down, Avonav Eitzav Yafaroi Mitamim Kisheris. In other words, even though really only half of the wall has a tumas based on Avodah Zarah, the other half of the wall belonged to you, but we don't know, you can't tell
ain't
which
Bela.
Part, right, ain't Bela, we don't know what belonged to you, what belonged to him.
That's
therefore, the
Chumrah,
ain't Bela, right, both parts are also. So that's the machlokes. What type of a tumah does an avodah zarah have? The Tanakhama holds it has a tumah kasheretz. Shneimer the pasuk says shakets kishaksenu. Tumas erev means it's tumah shakets sheretz means if you touch it you become tamein. But if you don't touch these stones, you only lift them up or you stand on top of them, you're tor. We have a kivurah mino kinido that the tumah that goes upon an avodah zarah is like the tumah of a nido. Shneimer the pasuk says. Hizram k'moy dova say toimeloi. Talking about avodah zarah, go throughout the avodah zarah like a nida. So lachar is ma nida, just like a nida. Mitam of a maso, anybody that lifts up the nida. Let's say she goes on top of a bed and there are 10 sheets, one on top of another. All of the sheets become tummy. All of the sheets are considered they're lifting her up. Anything that lifts up a nida becomes tummy. Afa boros kechovim mitam of a maso. Anybody that's lifting up an avodah zarah has tumas mas on him. So in Kibbol, it's more than just tumas sheretz. There's even a tumas nida that applies to avodah zarah. What's the question? Well, komarvach lavoz gechavim. What does the Mishnah say in Eitzah? When you want to rebuild your wall, move in for Amis, true, it's in your property, but the Maaseh now you're making that their church wider. They have now four more Amis to dance with. The Kibbol, they're making it wider. So how can you do this? You're giving them hanor. So Amar Rav Chanina Misuria Diyovele Beis Akise. You know what you have to do with those Dalaramis? You have to make it your Beis Akise there. In other words, it's still your property. But the pshat is like this, it looks nice for our Beis Avodah Zarah, it's a wire shetach. No, you make...
privacy, you haven't got another wall.
You're very good. Isaac. No, it's a good question. Grant the Gemara of a boy, it's a new saw. You have to be tzanua there. How could you go there? If it's opened up to the church, when they're in service, you don't want to go to the Beis Akisei. How could you use it? Right? Well, but it's new saw. You have to be tzanua. It's to be private. You have to be privacy there. And the Gemara, the Yavle Beis Kisa Delilah, you only use it there. You put the bowl there. And you only use it at night. When the church is closed, then you go and use it. And the morning when they come in there, boy, they're not going to leave this property the way it is. They're for sure going to go build up the wall again, because the place stinks. So therefore, that's the Yetzer. Because you make sure they're not going to like this extra 4 hours that you gave them. But the Gemara still, V'yomamar, Ezeu Tenua, what's called the person that's a modest person, Hanifna Balayla B'mokim Shanifna B'yayin. It means when you go to the Beis Kisa, it has to be private, even at nighttime. Because even though nobody can see it, but you know Hashem is still around. So
Tenua,
a modest person, is the same way you go to a private place by daytime, should be the same way at night. So still, the Mishnah is telling you an Eitzah. For every Jew, it's not a good Eitzah. If you're a person that's Tenua, you just can't use this Mokim for the Beis Kisa. So the your wall for sure looks like it's for you. It's not for them. Are you making this property nicer, wider for them? No, they're not going to like it. You're going to have the potty there smelling away, so they're just going to have to build up their own wall eventually. They're not going to have enjoyment from your Dalaramis. Inami or else, the God delayed the Hizmid Higni. Enechonami. Make yourself a fence, because you were saying, make yourself a thorn fence. Put thorns there, and put in their cheap thorns. Just put up a fence there that the guy in the base of the reserve, they cannot come in to your property. So you're not giving them, no, there's nothing, it doesn't have to smell. Just you put up a fence, a thorn fence, so the mice still keep them out, so they're not going to have enjoyment from this property. That's the Eitzah. Then the Chanami, just to move in Dal Ramis and give them the extra 4 Amis, that would be awesome. Now the Mishnah says, Shleisha Batamein, there are 3 type of houses that you can have halachas of Avodah Zarah. A house that was built at the beginning to worship this house itself. They want to worship the house itself. The locker is Harez the Osa. Shno, the house itself is Osa Bano. Rashi says, Bayesh et Chilosa Binyon Lavos Chovim, V'hoyu Oivdim Es HaBayis Atzmoy. Not this made it into a church, but they used to worship the house itself. So if the goyim build the house for the purpose to worship this house, pshit v'tzos banor. What's going to be if they have a nice house already? Now, saidoi v'kaidoi davos chovim. They stand put some sit, some lime. They plastered the walls l'shem avodizora. Whereas the kaidoi, they put tiles now. They made it nice, so they remodeled the house l'shem avodizora. They put tiles now l'shem avodizora. Or else v'chidish, they made something new. They remodeled it. So lachar is noitel mashachidish. The only thing that becomes also banor is the remodeling, the actual tiles they put in. So lady, you want to take it away, just take away the tiles and the house itself remains muta banor. Since at first the house was built for living purposes, even the lady, when they worship it, it does not become also banor. Only the actual remodeling was put in. Hichnes l'toicha v'shchavim, let's say they have a regular house, and now all they do is they bring the idol into the house, and then v'yotziu, you take the idol out, hooray's the mutter, that's enough. But they did not worship the house itself. It was only a house to hold the Avodah Zarah. Then the law is the house itself is not also banor. It's only the Avodah Zarah itself. You just take it out and it's okay. Rashi says, yes, Abayis Atzmoy le'nischav in lava. They had no intention to worship the house itself. Talking about a house that was not built for this purpose. Not when you build the church. If they build the church, so they build the church to help them worship, that would be also banor. But here the house was built for private use. Just once the guy brings an avodah zarah into it, all you have to do is just take it out. Amar Rav, hamishtachav el labayis osrei. If a guy would bow down worship to a house, the house itself would become also banor. Why? Alma, what do you see? Because every old tolish. The fact the house, let's say, is made from wood. This wood was once detached. It's lumber. Well, the same Hebrew, even though now when you build the house, you again attach the wood to the ground, so chus mechubel karkov, so with the locker is katolish dummy. It's still like it's detached, so the locker is what mechubel karkov does not become also banor, unless it's a species yadodim, we'll soon see. But over here, you see it's still a katolish dummy. I v'anan v'nutnan, and now Mishnah says, that our Mishnah says only it's also if they build the house like a tchila for an avodah zarah. Bonu, so, and here, even though they built it for private use, if the goyim bowed down to it later, it should still be yasa banor. So why does the Mishnah only say it was built for this purpose? The answer is like this. Bonu, if the goyim built it l'chatchila for avodah zarah to worship it, then even though they did not bow down to it yet, but the fact they built it l'shem avodah zarah, it becomes yasa banor. That enechnam yishtachavah, when the goyim actually bowed down to the house, then Alpha Bishloi Bono, even though they didn't build it, L'shem Avodah Zarah, it was a regular private house. Because the Goyim now come and bow down to the house does become Asa Bano. But the house is considered Tolish, well, it's called Chibru, which has lots of Katolish. It's called detached, it's not Mechub L'Karta. But the Marhok is so, Hani Shloshu, what is there in the three houses? Abuhavi, there are four different types of houses here. The Marhok says, Kivun Linya Bito, how do you move out of the house? Bono Vishtachav, Chodet Kachoshavlei, it's sort of like one. In a case where there was built l'chatchil l'shem avodah zarah, or else not that it was built first, just they bow down to it later. In both cases, the house itself becomes asa banor. So the only way is to move out of the house. You have to go and make a bittul in the house itself. You have to like break down a wall. So since they both have the same look of bittul, it's suited in one case. But really, there are four different types of houses. Yes,
the second mission again, or the first mission. Shloish Shabbatim Heim, there are three types of houses, Negeya to and Yisr Avodah Zarah. Bayesh Benu Metchila L'Avodah Zarah, if the Goyim first build the house, like a Tchila, to worship the house itself, that the house itself should be the Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah says, Harezu Osir, it's Osir Bahanor, and Poshra means it's Osir Bahanor right now. Even before the Goyim worship it, if they made it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it becomes Osir Bahanor right now. Until the Goy is Mevatel, the house itself, which means he has to knock out some part of the walls of the house. Now, another case could be Saidoi V'Kaidel Avodah Kachovim, meaning first the house was a normal house built to live in, and then later they decided to worship. What? The Chiddush. They decided to worship what they're putting into the house. that means the kaidoi means they put some lime now against the walls, the kaidoi, and also they tiled lavaris chavim. Now this, and they plan to worship the new pieces that they put in, or else the chiddush, any type of something new that they added into the house. So then the lacher is noitel mashe chiddush. That all you have to do is just take and remove this extra thing that they added to worship those things. But when we're talking about where the guy did not have intentions to worship the house itself, because if he had intentions to worship the whole house, then the whole house would become Asa Banor. And since he did an action, he did a maisa to the house by adding tiles or being mechadis something, then the whole house would become Asa. They were talking about he only had in mind to worship this chiddush, the extra things he puts in. Yeah. Now, the chiddush not the mashkidja. Hichnis letoichi avodas kechovim. Let's say bechlal they don't have intentions to worship the house, but just rather now they brought an avodah zorah into the house. So the locker is hoitziu the hoitziu, and then later they remove the avodah zorah hareiz the muta. Then the house becomes muta b'hanor. But it's mashman aloch is that way. That calls the man, the Avodah Zorah is in the house, then the house is also Bahanor. If a guy would have an Avodah Zorah inside his house, even though he only worships the idol, the Avodah Zorah itself, it'd be also for Jew to come into the house. Calls the man, the Avodah Zorah is there, the house is also, it's called like a tashmish of the Avodah Zorah, or it's something lenoy, it makes it look nice, so they become also Bahanor. But only calls the man, the Avodah Zorah is there. When they remove the Avodah Zorah, then the house becomes Mutah. So more so like this. Omar Rav, HaMishtachavel Labayis Osri. That Rav holds that halacha, if a guy would now come to worship a house, even though the house first was built to live in, but now that he worships it, the house would become Asa B'Hanor, and it would only become Mutah again if you'd break the house or to make some bittul in the house itself. So more so Alma, what do we see? That Kisaba Rav holds Tolish. So when you build a house, you use material that was first tullish. You use lumber or bricks. So those bricks now or lumber, now pshit it's tullish. If they would worship them, now for sure they would become Asa Banor. But the chiddush is, all the same chibru. Even though now when you build a house, you attach it to the ground. So now you put this lumber back attached to the ground, still ketullish dummy. It's considered like it's detached, and therefore if the goyim worship a house, the house would become Asa Banor. So first question, why? For Anan, Banan, and now Mishnah says, Bonu Tanan. So Mashma, Bonu Yebonu Tanan. Only if the Goyim build the house Lechatchila, Lishem Avodah Zorah. Then the house becomes also Bahanor. The Chutz Mashma, if you take a regular house, and then they worship it, it remains Mutah Bahanor. And there, according to Rav, whenever a Goy worships the house becomes also Bahanor. So the Gemara says, Bonu afapi shloyeshtakavaloi. That if the goyim build the house l'shem avodah zarah, it becomes also just with the binyan, even before they worship. In other words, the actual avodah zarah itself, if they made it to worship, it becomes also banor right away, even before they actually worship it. But hishtakva, so like this, bonu afapi shloyeshtakavaloi. Hishtakva afapi shloy bonu. But Rav Talach Riz, that if they first build the house for their own purpose, now it only becomes us if they bow down. But Ishtachabalor, when they bow down, the house becomes also Banur. So Moriah Sihochi, if so, Hani Shloishu, what did the Mishnah say? Three different cases. Abo Heaven, there should have been four cases. True, the first case is it was built L'Shem Avodah Zorah. A second case should have been that the Goyim now worship a house that was already built. And then the third case should have been they just added bricks, they added tiles, or the fourth case just bringing in an Avodah Zorah. So more so true, that really there are four different ways for it to become Asa Banor. But kibud linyan bittul, to take in away the yisra, to be mevatulit, bonu vishtachre chodek chosheb lei, it's like one case. Like once the goyim worship this house, now the whole house becomes Asa Banor. It's the same yisra as if they first build it, l'shem avodah zarah. But if you want to remove the yisra, the only way is that a goyim himself has to come and chisel off part of the wall. As if to say, I'm being mevatel, I'm breaking this house from the Avodah Zorah. So the Hilchus Bittul will be the same way. There are three ways of Bittul. Either the house is off, so you have to chisel away from the wall itself, or else only the extra tiles become Asa Banor. So just remove the tiles, or else if the house is mutter, just they brought an Avodah Zarah into the house. So true, calls the man, the Avodah Zarah is there, the house is Asa Banor, it's called Tashmishay Avodah Zarah. But once you remove the Avodah Zarah, even without touching the house then becomes mutter Bahanor. Now the Mishnah says the same way, Sholish Avonim Haim, there are three different types of stones that could have the Yisr Avodah Zarah. One is Even Shechotzva Metchila Lebimus, that the Goyim chiseled out a stone from the mountain, Lechetchila, with intentions to use it Lebimus, which is the Avodah Zarah itself. Rashi says, Bimus is that Smokim Moshovi Avodah Chovim. That's the base where you're going to put your statue, you're going to erect your statue. But Rashi learns, V'Oivdim Esa Bimus, but they worship this Bimus also, that's part of the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, just by chiseling out this stone, Amnas to do this, it becomes also Banor, Harezu Asura, even before they actually worshipped it. The Rashi says, Afilu Lohemado Leib, if they didn't put it, still it becomes also. Another case would be, you have a stone already that maybe they worship, and now, or else no, you have a regular stone, and now Saido Vekaid L'Shem Avodah Chachavim. They added lime, some plaster on top of the stone, and the lime was put to worship the lime. Pshita means they made pictures with this lime, so that like they want to worship the pictures. Rosh Lakaida, they put tiles there and made pictures out of it. So true, this extra thing, this tiles and lime become Asa Banor, and the way to make it mutter is if a Jew has it now, Neitel Masha Sayed Vakayed Umateris. He just has to remove this extra plaster and this extra tiles, and the stone itself remains mutter banor, because they did not actually worship the stone yet. They only put these things there, amanas, to worship these things. So therefore, the stone is mutter when these are removed. A third case would be, hemet oleho avodes chachovim. They took a regular stone, and they only erected on top of it, they put an idol in avodes zara. But they did not worship it yet, and they did not worship the stone. So then the halacha is, v'silka harezu materis. If they just remove the idol and just remove the Avodah Zarah, so then it becomes Mutter Banor. The Amar of Amar Rami says, Vusha Sayid Vakayid Vagufo Shalevin. That's what the middle case is. If you have a regular stone that they add some plaster or some tiles to it, it has to be done in the goof of the Evan itself. Which meaning Rashi says they have to hollow out a portion of the stone, and in that portion they put the plaster. But it has to be done the gufa in the house itself.
Right.
So Rashi has a mean shechokak bo tzura v'barzel, that you took a piece of metal and you hollowed out in the stone a portion that makes the picture there, and there you, then you put side the kite in it. But if you'd only put the plaster on top of the stone, then it would be mutta b'loy pita. Rashi learns hoyu why v'loy of the, since they didn't worship the stone yet. Tatsavami is adding. So Moria says, this true, Vodum Yidabayis Tanan. Mashmaw Mishnah has the same halacha like before, like the Mishnah of a house. Ubayis Lav Bagufayu. The house before the middle case, when you put the plaster or the tiles there, it's not in a hole in the house. It's Mashmi putting it on the outside of the wall. Or Mrs. Sabayis. Or Mrs. Sir. Still, the tiles become also. So you see, does not have to be part of the stone, part of the house. Even just on the outside surface of the walls, it's enough. Here also, on the outside surface of the stone, should be sufficient to put the yitzah. Samora says, no, maybe, bayis nami, even the case before the mission of the house, ika bene urvi. Maybe it also means in between the bricks of the house, there are holes there. So maybe it means they put the plaster or the tiles inside the wall. It means between one brick and another brick, there's a little hole there. So maybe that's the mission talking about before also, that the plaster has to go inside the wall, but maybe just on the outer portion of the wall, it would not become Asa Banor. Someone says, no, that's a dochuk. Midlo Yaskinan, aren't we talking about the Shaya? That first the wall was smoothed out. When you first put the bricks there, you had regular cement there. So the walls were smoothed down. And Vahod Shia, first later now, when the Goyim decide now to worship something there, now they had extra plaster, or they had extra tiles, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. You see, even there, just what's on the flat surface also becomes Asa Banor. Elding verses like this, Rather Kiyitma the Rabami. When did Rabami say his Chiddush that it has to be done inside the stone itself? That's only Linyan Bittel. He's saying in Chiddush that even though this was done still, You know how a Jew can make this stone mutar banor by just removing the plaster. That's the chiddush. Itma, that's where it was learned. And the chiddush is, even though the guy hollowed out the stone and he put inside the stone this lime or these tires, l'shem avodah zarah. So I would have thought to say, since he did an action to the goof of the stone, maybe the actual stone itself becomes osur b'hanor, and now it's not enough just to remove this plaster. Maybe he has to break part of the stone also. That's the chiddush. That no, that still kinoto masha chiddush shate dummy, that just removing the extra plaster or tiles that he put into the stone itself is mutar banor. Because otherwise, the demar, the tame, I would have thought to say, kivon desayid v'kayid beguf shalevin, since he put this lime into the stone itself, maybe kievin shechotz v'metchidu lavas v'chodim damyim, it should be considered like the stone that was hollowed out in the first place to worship. Of v'tisasar, and the whole stone should become also, since v'tisasar kula, and the whole stone should become also banor, since here also you're doing an action in the stone itself. K'mashvula, no, that since l'maisa, the stone first was not a hollowed out l'shem avodah zarah, it was a regular stone, just later you're adding on some lime or some bricks, some tiles, so that's the chiddush. Only they become also banor, and not the stone itself. Again, where they did not worship the stone yet. Because once they worship the stone, then the whole stone becomes osur banor. The other Mishnah says, Shalosh Asher Rasein. There are three